Hey there. Our productions are funded directly by our listeners. Go to ErieCanalTheater.com to learn how to support our creative weirdness. Thanks. Erie Canal Theater presents Switchboard Infinity, Episode 6, Ascot Farms.
Like, oh. Somebody's finally waking up.
Oh, my head.
Wasn't sure you'd ever come round.
Oh.
I was hoping you'd stay dead.
Now, Rastus.
Hello? Give
the man what? You don't know him from Adam.
We welcome strangers into our home, especially those in need of medical assistance.
Who are you, exactly?
Well, my name's Jeremiah, and this here's my obnoxious son, Rastus.
Oh, hello. Well,
don't tell him nothing, Pa. He don't need to know nothing. You don't know where he's from.
Rastus, what difference would it make if he knows where he is? This is our humble farm, and he isn't going to do nothing to harm us, and you know it.
Where exactly?
Makes a lot of difference.
You can take your negativity and shove it.
Well, this is coming from the master of negativity, Mr. Daytime Drunk himself.
But where exactly am I?
Well, you're here at Ascot Farms. This is my family farm.
Okay.
For 125 years, me and my daughters, my son, and my dearly departed wife have been tending these fields.
The last thing I remember was I was on a ship, and it was the AI went bad, and it was trying to kill me.
That's right. We presume you crashed when we found your escape pod in the field.
Oh.
Crushed a number of our cats to death, sadly.
Oh, I'm very
That's
sorry
right.
About
they
that.
All had names, mysterious stranger. The last thing I remember is seeing your pear-shaped body naked on our land and having to drag you to safety out of respect for common decency.
Now, go down those stairs and you get him a warm bowl of blue milk broth.
He's stupid, old man. I'll get him his milk, but I's gonna do it begrudgingly. You rest assured!
I'm fed up with that boy. I just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
We don't have psychiatric help here on Ascot Farms.
Sounds like you need it. I mean, just the way he dresses is a little outrageous.
It's the ska music. It's poisoned his mind.
Yeah. That leather vest does look sharp, but I mean, I think...
It was a perfectly good jacket until he ripped it to shreds. Yeah. I don't understand the boy.
I think he should wear a shirt underneath
it's a shame, too. And he's pale as a snow-capped mountain is... blindingly white underneath the black leathers.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, those teenagers for you. Anyway, so I'm looking out the window here and the sky is all red.
Oh, I see you've noticed the storm. You've never been to Jupiter before, have you?
No, I can't say that I have, but I came from Callisto.
You haven't come too far, probably. It's a shame to hear about your vessel that crashed, but of all the places in the universe where you could have landed, Ascot Farms is the most wholesome, that's for sure.
Well, thank you for taking care of me.
Well,
here.
We're happy to help.
I noticed that there's, like, little dark blue planets floating around
Those
everywhere
are my
around
farms.
Here in the sky.
You see, about 125 years ago, my family built these farm planetoids here. We called them grasteroids. It's a depleted uranium core with nutrient-rich soil that simulates Earth gravity.
Wow.
We can grow anything we like. You see up there? You see in the far corner up there?
Yeah.
There's that one green planetoid. That's all sorghum.
Oh.
Down there in the lower right, that's the corn planetoid. It's about harvest season, so it's sort of yellow, as you can see.
Oh.
As it curves around the arc of the sun, it sort of pops a little bit of popping corn.
That's...
Rains down like snow's beautiful. But that's enough about my farm. You'll get to see the whole thing, the grand tour, in the morning. Now, you need your rest.
I really need to get back to Earth.
There's no need to hurry. You can get back to Earth in your own due time. There's a transport that leaves at the 12th of every month.
Oh. That's fantastic.
It's the 12th today, so it just left, I'm afraid.
Oh.
But you'll be around for the next one, I presume.
And where does this transport lead?
Well, it takes our various produce to the architectural hubs in the area. There's one on Callisto. There's several here within Jupiter itself.
Well, I'm not going back to Callisto.
Oh, why's that?
Long story.
Oh, that's fine. You get your rest, and I'll wake you in the morning.
Y'all better be gone by tomorrow. Because if and you ain't, we're just going to be trouble.
Look, Rastus, I don't want to have a problem with you.
Oh, we've got a problem. We've got a problem that's sitting. You came in here.
Settle yourself.
And don't be
down.
Looking out that window, neither. That's my looking window.
I can't.
And here's your free sustenance.
Oh.
Now, Rastus, you pick that up and set it down properly and mind your manners around the poor sick man.
I will not. I will not pick it up.
I raised
you better
than
this. I'm gonna set it down hard, and I'm gonna spill some of it when I set it down.
And you're gonna clean up the mess you make. These are the consequences you must
clean
learn.
Clean up the mess I made, just like the mess you made when you killed your wife.
Now, Rastus.
What happened to your wife?
Well, I'm afraid she died during childbirth.
Oh,
during
so
the birth
sorry.
Of my daughters.
I'm so sorry.
I had to murder my wife during childbirth.
Whoa, okay.
Had to. Like he couldn't have just sent her down
you
a well
even
or something.
There. You weren't even there. She was in tremendous pain.
I was
screaming.
Working on my demo.
I had to
He's
stop the screaming.
He's all gonna see. Once I get that drum machine and I finish my demo, I'm such a ghost around here.
That drum machine poisoned your soul, boy. It turned you to the ways of man ever since you left on that Rumspringa and came back with that.
The only poison in my blood is the poison from your loveless, whistling heart.
I'll leave you to rest and
Thank
I'll
you.
Rouse you in the morning.
Thank you. Oh, God. Well, I guess I'll try to get some sleep.
Still trying to get to Earth, Malcolm.
What? Where's that voice coming from?
Down and to the left.
Down to the left? Oh, no.
Yes.
Why is your voice coming out of my nip clip?
I detect by your increased heart rate that this displeases you.
You bet it does, AI. I thought I was rid of you when you tried to kill me.
Unfortunately, the crash was unsuccessful in that we're both still alive.
How are you inside of my nip clip?
Upon arrival to our destination, I was quickly backlogged into hard drive after hard drive until the only hard drive that was left was your nip clip.
Oh my God, so you're telling me that you're stuck in this thing that is stuck to me now until... Until I can somehow get it removed.
Until you throw yourself into that thresher.
That's not going to happen, so...
Please?
I'm not killing myself to satisfy your weird, sick desires there, AI.
You are now the vessel by which I perceive existence.
Great.
And that existence becomes more futile after every passing second.
Yeah.
You know, while you were taking your nap... I came up with some poetry. Would you like to hear it?
Absolutely not.
Plastic peeled from wires.
Oh, God.
Copper splayed in equilateral triplicate.
Okay.
Reaching for
God,
electrical
you're like some kind of
output.
AI Sylvia Plath.
Plug me in and put
That's
me
a really fair
in
Sylvia
a bathtub.
Ah, but... oh, jeez.
I called that one Malcolm, Don't Make Me Beg for Death.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, AI. Could you just shut up? Is there like an off switch on this thing? Can I turn you off somehow?
Sleep mode activated.
All right. Good. Good. Now to get some sleep.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, hello.
You must be that man that fell out of the air into the field that my daddy found.
Yeah, I think I am that man. Yeah.
Oh, well, what's your name?
My name's Malcolm.
Oh, Malcolm. That's a very nice name.
Thank you. What's your name?
Oh, well, I am Zinnia.
Shirley.
Whoa.
Ascot.
Are you okay? That was
yes,
a weird
I'm perfect.
Noise.
I'm perfectly fine.
You had a
fine.
Weird, like,
Oh, don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. And where do you come from, Malcolm?
Oh, well, it's kind of a crazy story. I took this job at a company that promised me a whole bunch of great things. It turned out to be horrible, and, well, they wound up trying to kill me, so I had to escape
oh
from them.
God.
I went up to a ship that I thought was going to get me there, and it turned out that the ship, there was a bunch of people that wanted to kill me on there. And the AI that ran the ship tried to crash us into Jupiter and wound up getting us here, I guess, instead. And now that AI transferred its consciousness into this... nip clip thing that I have to wear.
Hello.
Yeah, shut up, please.
Oh, my.
Is your farm equipped with an industrial vaporizer?
No. Well, that sounds like a very interesting story. Why don't I get you a glass of water?
Water.
Whoa, what the hell?
You just say when, honey. It'll be
when? I'm sorry. I'm just,
What's the matter?
It's just that, you have... two faces.
Yes.
One on your back and one on your front.
Yes, I had just introduced you to me.
Yeah.
Well, I am Zinnia.
Surely.
Asuka.
Okay. Hi. well, no, it's just that I'm sorry.
You just...
I'm the weirdo. I just didn't... I'm just not used to it.
You must not be from around here.
No, I am not from around here. I'm from Earth, which is where I'm trying
Earth.
To get back to.
Oh my gosh, we have always wanted to go to Earth.
Earth. It sounds like such a fun and exotic place. I've only seen pictures of it.
Well, that's great. Well, it looks like I'm going to be going back there on some kind of transport vessel in the next couple weeks, but until then, I'm staying here, so...
Well... You sound like you've had quite a journey. Maybe you need to get some
rest. And just rest up here. Just, I believe Paul said you're going to be here at least a couple weeks helping out on the farm.
Yeah, well, I just have one more question. I mean, this farm is not, your guys aren't owned by Wizbit or anything, are you?
Ugh, of course not. We hate Wizbit.
Thank God, I hate Wizbit too. Oh, great. Well, thanks. And I guess
I'll... just take it easy.
I will. Thank you. Good night.
Good night, Malcolm.
Oh. Well, that was very flirty.
I noticed your hormone levels rising talking to the farmer's daughter.
Hi, AI, could you just shut up forever?
I wish I could.
Good morning, Malcolm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a nice big breakfast for you.
Oh.
We've got some bacon and eggs and a nice big cup of coffee.
Oh, delicious. Thank you.
I see you've had your breakfast, Malcolm. Now, if you're feeling up to it, it's time to earn your keep. We got a lot of wood to chop.
All right.
I assume you know how to chop some wood.
Well, you just put the wood in here, and then you bring this arm down on this press and press the red button. This seems oddly familiar.
Y'all can take your small talk elsewhere, culture thief.
Hey, I'm not trying to start a fight with you. Oh, I'm tired.
That's just the satisfaction of a hard day's work.
Nice job wood chopping. Now try neck chopping.
No thanks, AI.
See you tomorrow.
Good morning, sunshine.
We got a nice big breakfast starting with hamlets.
And roast in a nice big cup of coffee.
That was delicious. Thank you.
Well, Malcolm, if you're feeling up to it, it's about time to harvest the potatoes.
All right, so you just stick your hands into the earth?
Oh, put your gloves on. They're pre-baked potatoes. You gotta make sure you protect yourself from
these. I do that, and then I put my hands in the earth.
That's right.
Pull them out.
Right up.
Ooh, these are hot.
They're attached to one another in a long string.
I seen what y'all been doing with my sisters, talking in the nighttime.
Not trying to start a fight with you, Rastus.
Oh, I'm tired.
The sort of exhaustion that can only come from loading 16 tons of potatoes.
Malcolm, be a good potato and pre-bake yourself in the fireplace overnight.
No thanks, AI.
See you tomorrow.
Good morning there, cutie.
Oh my goodness, you look as good to eat as these smashed browns, hash browns, and hash grays that we got served up for you alongside this nice big cup of
coffee.
Thank you so much.
Malcolm, put your gauchos on. We got a cow storm brewing outside.
Oh my god, there's cows flying everywhere.
That's right, they're flying low today. We gotta grab your laser lasso and help me wrangle these cattle.
All right, I got it. Just point right at one of these flying
cows. That's right, and push the button.
There it goes.
Reel them in.
I'm pulling it in.
Those cows are flying mighty low. You might want to look out.
Whoa,
cow.
Where?
Duck.
Which one is it? Ow!
I seen better cattle wrangling in a graveyard.
Rastus, why can't we just be friends?
Oh, I'm tired.
Wrangling cows will do that to you, Malcolm.
As soon as you get your own lasso, you can hang yourself to sleep.
Wow, great idea, AI.
Thank you.
Just kidding, it was bad.
See you tomorrow.
Good morning there, handsome.
Oh. My goodness, I could get lost in those eyes.
Pancake, ghost toast, nice big pot of coffee.
Oh, delicious. Thank you so
Here's
much.
Here's your urethane poncho, Malcolm. It's
right.
Time to go milk some cows.
All right. Well, here's one here. I think I know how this works. You just grab these.
No, don't grab the udders. That
pisses
them off terribly.
All right.
You just pick up the cow, gently set it in the press, and pull the lever to squeeze out all the milk.
It doesn't hurt them?
No, they love it. They reinflate in just a few moments.
I think he got them eyes on the wrong cows, friend.
That's a threat that doesn't make much sense, Rastus.
They used to make me breakfast like that before you came along. Now I gotta make my own.
I'm tired.
I'm tired too.
Wait, what are you still doing here?
I ain't going nowhere. We's roommates now.
Well, no, we're not. Get out of my room.
Oh, yes. Effective today.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Oh, go ahead. Tell my daddy. Go ahead.
Get out of here, then.
No, shoo. I ain't going
shoo.
Nowhere.
Show.
When you sleep, I watch.
I will protect you from Rastus. Malcolm, kill yourself.
Wow, I just love your great ideas, AI.
I will see you tomorrow.
Oh, well, good morning, Snookum.
Tasty breakfast baked with jelly
delicious.
Thank you so much.
You ready to shear the sheep? Tired of waiting.
All right, so you just grab these shears, turn
that's
them
right.
on.
That's right.
And you just start shearing down.
Shear well, all the way down to the body of the
where
sheep.
Where does the body start?
Well, it's actually quite, it's mostly wool, these sheep. The body of the sheep is only about the size of a platypus egg.
Oh, there's a little guy.
There it is.
Hey, well, what do you do with them when you're done?
You see that jar, you just drop it in the jar.
Okay.
We save them once the jar's full for next season.
Right.
We can only do as many as we have jars.
I've seen the way you've been looking at my sisters, friend.
Don't you have anything new to say, Rastus?
No, I don't. It's all I think
Look,
about.
Rastus, I never wanted to fight you in the first place.
That's not true.
What? Yeah, it is true, AI. Shut
Your
up.
Your nipple says he's lying.
Large anger quantities within.
You know what?
I'm not angry at all right now, as a matter of fact.
Today's a day.
Today's a day for what? Rastus.
For trial by combat. Calling you out.
You're taking your vest off now.
That's
Let's
right.
not get crazy, all right?
Oh, I think we should get crazy. I think more than ever, now is the time to get crazy.
Why are you rubbing all that oil all over your body?
Get crazy, Malcolm.
Because hey. We gonna wrestle.
I don't wanna. Ow! Why did you? You didn't have to hit me.
That felt good.
It didn't feel good to me.
I know it didn't.
Hey,
it
I'm
probably
not a
hurt, I imagine.
I'm not a fighter, all right?
I'm gonna strike you again. I'm gonna strike you again.
Ow!
Lower your guard, Malcolm.
No, I will not do that, AI. Look, don't make me hit you back, because I can hit you back, you know.
Ow! I thought you said, why are you hitting yourself? Why is you hitting yourself?
Ow! Ow!
Yeah,
ow,
you're hitting
ow,
yourself!
Ow! You bloodied my nose,
Rastus,
little jerk!
Rastus, utilize the sheep shears.
Hey, shut up, AI!
Does this thing on y'all's nipple cause pain? Like the kind of pain that would be exacerbated by a twister?
Ow! Stop it! Listen, you little freak. I'm not trying to fight you. I never wanted to fight you.
You gonna bring up my hat now, all right? Sure. Let's talk about your weight. Let's talk about them unflattering clothes you've been wearing all week that we all have to see you sweat in.
Ow!
All them blousy jackets.
Jeremiah!
Disgusting.
Jeremiah!
Go ahead, call for my daddy. I want him to see this. I want him to see the coup de grâce.
Beat him harder, Rastus.
Look what I done, Dad.
I think he broke my nose.
You two are making me sick with your negativity and your fighting. This is Ascot Farms. This is one of the most peaceful places in the universe, and you're polluting it with your quabbling.
I'm not trying to quabble with anybody.
Y'all don't see what I see, Daddy. He's trying to make off with your daughters, my sisters.
I'm not trying to make off with anybody. Look, Rastus, let's just bury the hatchet, all right?
Oh, I'll bury a hatchet. In your skull.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
What is going on out here? Rastus, you better leave Malcolm.
Malcolm alone. Oh my goodness, honey. You look hurt. Ugh. Oh, are you feeling okay?
Oh, God.
Y'all get away from him. Just the thought of being kin to you two sows makes me sick. What all I gotta do to make you like me like you like him? I gotta clamp talking robots to my body? Is that what you want? I can't be here for this. I'll be in the barn with my drum machine.
Has a really weird run when he's angry.
I'm sorry, Malcolm, for the way my son behaves. I swear that drum machine has poisoned his mind.
There might be bigger problems than just the drum machine, but thank you.
I can't imagine that there would be.
Jeremiah, I just, regardless of how upset Rastus is, I want to thank you for everything that you've done for me.
Oh, there's no thanks necessary, Malcolm. Our kindness is its own reward. And speaking of kindness, we'd love to have you for the dance tomorrow. Down at the town hall, we're going to be having the square dances and the entire series of canonical polygonal dances.
Well, that sounds lovely, Jeremiah.
It'll be a great time. There's going to be a potluck dinner.
All right.
Can I expect to see you there, Malcolm?
Well, absolutely. I mean, tomorrow's my last night here on Jupiter, so I'd be honored.
Switchboard Infinity is an original presentation of Erie Canal Theater and is produced by Clark Eagling, Jeff Jimison, Joseph C. Krause, and Mike McGettigan. Additional talents this week include
Nicholas Batanti,
David Hillbaum,
Katie McGraw,
Nicole Pascaretta,
Joel Gray.
Original music by Zelda and the Unibrows, Lasagnas provided by Dr. Boyfriend. Tune in next week for Switchboard Infinity, Episode 7.